In this month's ILC newsletter, we are introduced to Emmanuel's maintenance staff, who ensure that the beauty of the gospel is taught in a beautiful environment. One of the comments we frequently receive from visitors is how beautiful our campus is. Looking back to when the current home of Emmanuel Lutheran College was purchased by the CLC, we can truly see the Lord's hand at work in providing a campus that meets all our needs and displays the glories of His creation. Our campus also has been well cared for throughout the years by dedicated staff. Currently, Paul Heinze and Brett Lau carry out the work of maintaining our campus buildings and keeping our landscape beautifully manicured. Paul Heinze has been an employee at ILC since 1999 and facilities manager since 2011. As the person in charge of an almost 80-acre campus that comprises 6 buildings and 13 residents and a large maintenance facility, Paul definitely has his work cut out for him. Indeed, one of the greatest challenges he faces is determining how to prioritize projects and allocate funds appropriately. His work in this area is seen most visibly through the ILC Improvement Fund, the IIF, to which CLC members can contribute to support large expenditure items. Paul recommends a prioritized list of projects which, if necessary, is adjusted and then approved by the Board of Regents and publicized to the Synod. Examples of IIF projects completed over the past few years include window and siding replacements on several professorages, a new water heater for the girls' dorm, an upper lot drainage and erosion control project, bus and van purchases, and installation of security cameras and secure door access upgrades. Though Paul spends much of his time in planning and management, he can also be seen working on campus throughout the year. In fact, he says that people may be surprised that summer is the busiest time of the year for the maintenance staff, since this is their chance to catch up on projects while the students are away. Paul enjoys the variety involved in his work as well as the people, but he says he most appreciates the spiritual edification he sees happening on campus, especially through daily chapel services. Brett Lau joined ILC as a building and grounds maintenance worker in the fall of 2020. His previous experience at a landscape company has been especially helpful for all the outdoor work he puts in both in the summer and winter. Brett says that one of the challenges and joys of the job is the variety of projects he is able to perform on a daily basis. He has been able to learn a great deal over the past few years and continues to acquire new skills all the time. One of the aspects of the job that Brett found surprising is all the painting that needs to be done. It seems like it is never completed. During the school year, Paul and Brett get some help with cleaning from student workers, whom Paul hires and manages. They also greatly appreciate the help they receive from volunteers. For example, every summer, Mrs. Lila Fleischer heads up a group of volunteers who provide deep cleaning of the dorms. Paul says they are happy to have volunteers of all different skills. So if you want to help our dynamic duo, please contact Paul at paul.heinze@ilc.edu. We certainly appreciate the hard work and dedication that Paul and Brett demonstrate year-round in keeping our campus operating smoothly and looking great. One recent first-time visitor to campus marveled about how beautiful everything looked and noted that you can definitely tell that our maintenance and grounds people love this campus. That's for sure. Even more, they love their Lord and have dedicated their abilities and talents to serving Him by maintaining a campus that allows students, faculty, and staff to have a wonderful environment in which to teach and learn. If you see either Paul or Brett on campus, despite how busy they are, They are also quick with a smile and a friendly wave. Please give them a wave and a smile in return, as well as a pat on the back or a quick thank you for all that they do. This article was written by Daniel Schierenbeck, president of Emanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.